From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The rescuers have retreated from a West Virginia coal mine again, once again unable to get near four miners missing since an explosion on Monday. Federal mine safety official Kevin Strickland says there's a fire somewhere in the mine and there was no choice but to bring rescuers out.
The thing that is unknown is exactly where this fire is at. And the big decision, it's a very tough decision, was to pull the rescue teams out and not put them in harm's way based on that smoke that we saw.
This is the third time rescuers have had to retreat. Monday's explosion killed 25 people. Following that, buildup of methane gas made it impossible for rescuers to get in until the mine could be ventilated. Relatives cry for their loved ones killed in Kyrgyzstan's street protests against a president widely seen as autocratic and heavy-handed in dealing with dissent. They gathered in Bishkek's main square today as opposition leaders plan for a new government and the president, who's left the capital, says he won't resign. NPR's David Green is there.
There is a new interim government that says that they have taken over government buildings, dissolved parliament, and that they are in charge for 6 months ahead of new elections. And a lot of the people who are on the streets today seem to be supportive of that new government. But President Kurmanbek Bakiyev gave several interviews after a few days of silence, and he says that while he doesn't have any levers of power in the government, he is still the elected president of this country. He also said that he's open to talking to opposition leaders.
And that's NPR's David Green in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. President Obama is on his way home from the Czech Republic. He signed a nuclear arms reduction treaty with Russia. Lawmakers in both countries must ratify it before it can take effect. New research shows that people who suffer from sleep apnea have a higher risk of stroke. NPR's Richard Knox reports it appears the link is especially strong in men.
Sleep apnea is common. People with it stop breathing momentarily while they're asleep, or their breathing is shallow. That makes for poor quality sleep and daytime sleepiness. The new study shows that having severe sleep apnea is like adding 10 years to a person's age in terms of stroke risk. Researchers monitored more than 5,400 people for 9 years. Those who had sleep apnea were more than twice as likely to become stroke victims. Men with even mild sleep apnea had a higher risk of stroke. That wasn't true for women. And men with moderately severe sleep apnea had triple the risk. Study authors want to see if treating sleep apnea can prevent strokes. The federally funded study is published online by the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. Richard Knox, NPR News.
European stock prices are down today. Investors are nervous about a possible financial default in Greece. This is NPR News. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, a major power player when Republicans won control of Congress in 1994, is calling President Obama the most radical president in American history. Gingrich is considered a potential 2012 Republican presidential candidate. He tells the Southern Republican Leadership Conference in New Orleans that Republicans must stop what he calls Mr. Obama's secular socialist machine. Today's headliner at the conference is 2008's Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. The Internal Revenue Service has cracked what it's calling a massive scheme using computers to get millions in illegal tax refunds. Authorities have released a 74-count indictment, as NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
The IRS and other investigating agencies say it's taken years to track down a hacker named Daniel David Rigmaiden. The indictment says Rigmaiden led a scheme to break into computers, steal the identities of both the living and the dead, then electronically file fake tax returns and collect the refunds. Search warrants allege more than 1,300 fake tax returns were filed in 2007 and 8, totaling more than $3 million in refunds. Daniel Rigmaiden lives in California. The case was filed in Arizona largely because that's where investigators opened an undercover bank account into which the hacker unknowingly deposited some of the tax refunds. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
A judge in New Orleans is ordering a Chinese company to compensate seven Virginia homeowners for damage from Chinese drywall that emits sulfuric gases. The judge says the company must pay $2.6 million and that wiring, pipes, and other items must be replaced. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.